Welcome to Binary Jazz. I actually was going to ask Gary to do the intro today, but I guess I'm doing it because I started. So here we are, three of us, quarantined at home, as per usual, on Binary Jazz, which is me, Jazz Sequence, him, Binary Gary, and her,
that
Allison
one.
Plus, and we're all Binary Jazz or something.
It's like Captain Planet with all the different elements.
What element are you?
I don't know. Mercury? I ask as soon as I mentioned that, and I was like, gosh, crap, I do not have an answer.
In Captain Planet, there's four, correct?
Is it just like Earth, Air, Fire, Water?
Yes.
And then they make Captain Planet. Or Spirit.
Wait, what? They make Captain Planet? Like, the
well,
four
like,
of them
yeah.
together?
Him.
Yeah.
They, like, summon him.
They bang their rings together, and he
yeah.
assembles
like, without
all those
elements, you can't have the planet, I guess. I don't know. I'm
very confused.
Chris, this
there's
is
a
not
reproductive
a hard
system.
To understand.
There's a reproductive system here that just doesn't, I don't understand.
Captain Planet only shows up when they combine their powers. Kind of like the Care Bear stare.
Yeah, I was thinking similar to Power Rangers, but yeah, okay. Boy, a lot of cookie cutter attempts to teach kids teamwork there. Huh?
Yeah, we're hitting on a lot of nostalgia points.
Hey, if you all work together, you can make a superhero. On your own, you kind of suck. Oh, okay.
On your own, you're just water. What is that?
Cleaning people and hydrating.
Who wants to be water?
I think everybody would be fire, right?
If we're doing elements, I think probably the element that nobody would want to be would be Earth, probably.
Well, as an Earth sign, I resent that.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, collectively, like the majority of people.
I love that. I'm not judging you. it was the lot I was given.
How are you all doing?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Cool.
I am living the dream. No, I don't.
By
know.
Dream, don't... you mean the nightmare,
the nightmare?
Of, yeah. of never seeing another human soul ever again?
It's a roller coaster.
I used to say that.
It's a downturn of the roller coaster, not the fun part. It's like
the part where you're like, you're going up and up and up, and you're like terrified about what's going to happen next, but you don't know like what's on the other side of, like how high this roller coaster is going
to
go.
Yeah, like you're at the clank, bottom clank, of the downturn, clank, so
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, we have a long way to go before.
Yeah.
We even see what's happening,
and this thing is going really slow.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm
it's not... like going
I didn't really need another lesson in patience, but
it's like one of those
yes,
really rickety roller coasters that like shakes and rattles and makes horrible noises
where you're like, this is scary. Yeah.
It's the terror of the roller coaster itself, and also combined with the terror of it falling apart while you're on it.
There's a little amusement park on Toronto Island, and there's this haunted house ride, and it's scary, but not because it's scary, but because it's so rickety. You're like, it has one of those fake things where like the TNT blows up and then the barrel like looks like it's gonna fall on you, and I'm like, no, I think it's actually falling. I don't have faith in the system at this point. Yeah, that sounds
like
I don't have faith in the system.
Yeah, that's fair.
I used to say that a lot, like living the dream. I would say when I was, you know, working in the, you know, if this cat makes it through quarantine, it's going to be amazing.
It's got cockroach genes.
It does. I used to live in the dream a lot. When I was doing like the e-commerce thing, when I was talking, you know, like people I was selling stuff to or buying stuff from, you know, and it was always like a sort of pseudo joke, like, and I didn't realize just how deep and dark that reframing of the American dream went. Living the dream. Yep. This is it.
I got an update on some health stuff, and the nurse left me a message, and she was, and they have permission to like actually talk to me on my answering machine. And she was just like, your blood test results were mostly okay. And that was it. And I was laughing because I was just like, mostly okay. I was like, I don't know what that means in a health context, but like, so now it's also my new response from people asking me how I am. I'm like, mostly okay. Cause I'm like, I think I'm okay. But like, there's a part that's not okay.
That's horrifying. How do you, I mean, I understand we're all under stress, but I think I would probably catch that when I was leaving the message if I said it. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Like, don't panic. Yeah, like, sorry. I'm just,
I feel like I would like. Like, I'm low on iron, but like everything else is looking great. Or is it like,
right,
we've got some news and we'll be calling you back. I'm sure it's fine. I just thought it was funny because I was just like, oh, that's such a phrasing that like nobody is, no one's thinking. Like, I don't know. We're all stressed out.
Yeah, mostly okay. Like, you actually have like tea running through your veins. So no blood.
I mean, just... you're alive, but there's tea there.
I hope that they're calling to tell me that I'm a mutant and I have a super power. They're like, you're mostly okay. Actually, you're outstanding. You have the power to convert. I don't even know.
Earth, air, fire, and water into capital.
Yeah, I was going elemental again. I'm like, where's
just like, you know, you take this finger, which is earth, and this finger, which is water. And
I can make tea.
Like that or something.
I'm like, oh, now I have a cup of tea. All jokes aside, I'm not doing great, but that's sort of the way of the world, I guess. So it is sort of what it is.
Yeah. Every morning I wake up and I think, okay, today's going to be okay. And then like there'll be something like I'll come into work and there'll be some message like, we're doing this planning for this terrifying thing and everything is fine, but we're planning for when everything isn't fine. And it's just like, oh God, I'm going to die.
Is that right?
I mean, not literally I'm going to die. Oh my God. Right. Like even saying jokes like that, like that's not a thing. Okay. I didn't say that, but like, you know what I mean? Everything's horrible.
Yeah, it's really weird. In Toronto, at least, they canceled all city stuff until Canada Day, which includes, like, Pride and
that's all July sorts of, 1st, right?
Yeah, all sorts of things.
Hey, I know a Canadian holiday. Yeah. I'm ready to move. July 1st?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their Independence Day is on the 1st of July, and ours is on the 4th of July. That's how I remember.
My state just shut down yesterday, finally.
It did. I don't know
if you saw that news. Yeah, finally,
no,
yesterday.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry. No, it goes into effect, I think, at midnight tonight. But finally it was announced. Oh, maybe we should stop this, like, you know, letting every county decide what they want to do. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
Well, Utah.
Times it's good to be a late adopter, but this is not one of those times.
Utah is not, is a suggested stay-at-home. It's not an order, it's like a recommendation, but individual counties have mandated shelter in place, including Salt Lake and Summit County, which is where Park City was soon because they got hit harder than anywhere else because nobody lives there except tourists and temporary. So like the folks that do live there, like the per capita rate up there was ridiculous. And I used to work there, so that's fun. Yeah, and a couple other counties have just jumped on recently. And I mean, honestly, like you get into the rural parts of Utah, it probably doesn't matter. Like, I mean, that's where Aaron and the kids are going, like to get outside and get exercise and whatever. They're going to like these like nature areas and like places with petroglyphs and crap, and like there's not a soul within miles, so like it doesn't matter out there.
Petroglyphs.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw petroglyphs, like it kind of blew my mind, like as to the age. Wait, what?
Come to Utah. We've got lots of them.
I'll see what I can do. Although, I mean, not anytime soon.
Yeah, right. Nobody's doing anything.
All of a sudden, Gary shows up at your front door.
We got...
What? You said come to Utah.
How did you get here? Well, you know.
We're having some a regional call, team call at work. And we were talking about, like, vacation time, because everybody's canceling their vacations, because why the fuck are we taking vacations? Because we can't go anywhere, right? Yeah. But then it's like, okay, but actually take vacations, because we also can't support everybody taking vacations all at once when all of this blows over.
That's true.
And then it's like, oh Jesus, like I don't want to have another, like we had a staycation, like, and yeah. I don't want another one. I'd rather, if I'm going to be here, I'd rather be doing something. I mean,
what does a vacation really look like other than a staycation? Is that
right?
Thing?
Yeah.
Two things, procedural questions.
Procedural.
First, do we intend to topic today?
I had a topic.
If we don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
had a topic last week too.
I know, and someone flaked out. It was me. Sorry. I ran into my neighbor.
What was your second question? Sorry.
Oh. I don't remember now. It'll come up. It'll come up in due time. The first. It was. Whatever. Let's just.
Yeah. Let's topic.
Business as usual.
Let's topic.
The topic today is alluromancy.
Alluromancy.
Can you please use it in a sentence?
The topic today is alluromancy.
And could you please spell it?
Yes, spell it, please.
Alluromancy.
Alluromancy. That's what I thought.
We've all taken part in alluromancy. No, that's probably not even true, but maybe. I don't know. I don't pretend to know everything about your lives.
Reminds me of the Mitch Hedberg bit where he starts a letter to his dad. I rarely pilot steamboats, Dad. There's a lot of shit you don't know about me. That would be some really welcome humor right now. You know what? As we talk, I'm going to turn on the sprinklers.
Great.
Oh, Florida. How quaint. And oh, I'm here being like, maybe I can go out on my porch sometime soon.
I almost did this call on my porch, and I...
That would be a real kick to the gut.
Well, I'm glad I didn't then. I didn't because I was, oh, cool, the sprinkler's hitting the window. That scared the hell out of me. Like, what is going on?
All of a sudden, you're like,
Gary,
raining.
That was my alluromancy, making the sprinklers hit your window.
Be right back. I have to move that one because it's not watering anything that needs water. The window's fine.
The window's fine. I do not have sprinklers. Or what was it that he was asking about before? Or buckets. I do not have sprinklers buckets. Or buckets.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, actually. Oh. I hear you quite clearly.
That's cool.
Wow. I almost think I hear you clearer where you are now than when you were in the office.
Okay. Well, I don't know why the water it turned off on its own after I watered the front porch. What the hell is going on here?
Maybe it's motion-sensing sprinkler system. Like, it saw you coming and then immediately turned itself off.
That's self-aware.
Like, oh, hell no. I wonder if I need to read. Yeah, let's try that. Okay,
so alluromancy is when you can turn yourself into an animal. And so Gary is actually still here. He's just a dog who we see running around the room every once in a while and talking. Yeah.
Oh, he's so mad. There was another dog outside. I'm going to try this again. Oh, Let's see if it tells me why it turned off.
How self-aware is it? Like, what would it say? Sorry about that.
Well, it's Bluetooth, so it would say like, so like I have this app that lets me turn on my sprinklers.
I see a big button. Yeah,
it's a little glary.
There we go.
And so it will show gallons per minute consumed. Is it backwards for you? It's backwards for me.
No, you can see it. For me. Yeah.
So it shows how many gallons I consume, gallons per minute. I'm not sure why it turned off though. I turned it on for 30 minutes and I walked outside to move it and it shut off, like saw me coming.
I think so.
You got to quit that. It's another dog. We're okay. I promise. We're not under attack. Dude's a little.
Alluromancy. Okay. So because I've been spending so much time with my brain inside of Dungeons and Dragons, alluromancy is obviously a form of magic.
It is. It absolutely is. Yeah. It is the ability to conjure something with your mind. Oh, wait. It's already something else, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
What is that called?
That would be some sort of psionic thing.
Psionic?
Yes, psionic.
How can people spell psionic?
Mental powers.
P-S-Y-O.
No, P-S-I-O.
Alluromancy. So when you said it,
I wanted it to be like the magic around like attracting people like romantically, like alluring, but then you spelled it and like, oh, that doesn't really work. Because that would need to be like A-L-U-R-O-mancy. Yeah. Like I'm alluromancy. I'm using alluromancy to get a date during pandemic. Speaking of which, does anybody Tinder anymore? Is that a thing? Like I think it's a thing still. And people, just stop. Just if you're watching this or listening to this and you're Tindering or like Grindering or any of those stupid things, just stop. Just stop. Get a vibrator, get a like a sleeve or something, or just, you know, not. Just stop. Because
all of a sudden this turns into like a weird dating podcast.
No, I think to Chris's point, self-care is important during this time of stress.
That's 6 feet.
That is very well endowed.
No, I saw, there was a meme thing that I saw that was like showing like Kama Sutra positions and like which ones would actually be okay.
It's touching my face. Jesus, I'm gonna wear mittens. That's what I'm gonna do.
You'll be like one of those babies that has the mittens so they can't scratch themselves.
Even with this cat today.
The cat the cat's performing alluromancy. It's trying to get your attention.
You know you don't even have a cat.
Alluromancy is a magical ability that allows you to throw your voice in other parts of the room and sound like other animals.
But it's particular to animals.
It's particular to animals, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just throwing your voice like regular.
Yeah, right. That would just be like, you know, illusionism. So like the dog earlier from outside that was bothering Gary's dog, that was a alluromancy. It was just some person making them.
Oh no, I think that dog's name is
Joe.
No, Joe Biden. It's on my tongue. Bailey, I think. I think the dog's name is Bailey.
Do you think they teach alluromancy at Hogwarts?
No. I think it's like maybe a prerequisite.
No, I think alluromancy is like maybe a chapter in a book. Like I think it's like just a, like you cover alluromancy for like,
oh, it's like a historical thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's not something anybody uses anymore. It's something that you just cover. You need to get over. You need to get the requirements out of the way. It leads to the more interesting things.
That makes sense to me. I was going to give you an update on how many gallons of water I've used.
And?
14.
Excellent.
Yes.
How many gallons of water is a as a tip when you water your yard, how many gallons do you typically use?
You've got 100, somewhere in that range, which is like baffling. How does grass ever grow in Florida that 100 gallons would be what it needs to, 100 gallons like two or three times a week to keep my lawn green? So dumb.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Why do you have
to hell with homeowner associations? That's why. Oh, good. Bailey's walking.
Gallons in a liter.
Are there 4 liters in a gallon? Oh, no, those are quarts.
Yes. What? Yes. Because quart is short for quarter.
So how does a liter relate to a quart?
It doesn't. It's metric.
No, you can compare them, though.
Well, okay, yes.
I don't know they don't relate. Hey. Shh.
3.7 liters to 1 gallon. Okay.
3.7 liters to 1 gallon.
So a liter is bigger than a quart, Chris. That's...
Well, yeah, obviously.
I no longer have any idea. I don't own a car, so I'm not like paying for gas a lot. But in Canada, it's by the liter. And so I have no idea gas prices or anything anymore.
Yeah, because it would be liter per kilometer, right?
And it's just like, people are like, look at those prices. I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's good, what's bad. It's like,
yeah,
so what is like, gas this much by per you, liter. Chris? And I'm like,
gas by me ranges from like 240 to currently to like 270 or 280.
Oh, so you haven't seen a huge drop in gas prices. Or is that a huge
That is the drop. We were up in the 280s before and higher in some places before stuff happened.
The place around the corner from me is $1.47 a gallon right
now. Oh my god! Awesome. Yeah, we haven't gotten. I mean, there have been places in Utah that have gotten down to $2 a gallon, but we have not gotten sub $2.
But then you're not going anywhere, so it's also like
that's great. The thing. What I could go fill up and be like, oh, I saved a bunch of money. That's going to sit in my van for. You know, I don't know. I mean, when am I going to use that gas?
Well, Aaron's, well, Aaron's going the, places.
You need to get
she's
out
of going the... places. She's going out there. And, like they went off in some dirt trail somewhere and found cool
right.
thing and
out of the office. I've had enough. I'm trying to work here. Come on. How'd you go? Go park out there.
So we actually do use the gas. And mm-hmm. Try to go places where we're not going to get kicked out. Just like high school.
Again, it's that nostalgia.
You look like you have something to say, Gary.
I have so much to say. I have so much. But none of it's about a Loromancy. which is the... I still feel like it's a way to make something make something happen, but I don't know why I think that. Let's break the word down, Chris.
Okay,
it's been successful for us. Never
Alluro, uh-huh. Which
is,
means
it's a what? Kind of car. It's a kind of car.
And Mancy is magic, so car magic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was easy enough.
The magic of cars.
Why did we just start there?
Well, look.
So
everybody's not operating at 100%.
By practicing Alluro Mancy, you can get into your car and go, and it starts right up.
So, you know, like when people first started traveling by train, right, there was concern that the human body wouldn't be able to handle the speed, you know, that like your organs would shift inside your body, your person.
Now we just do that for fun.
Humans shift your are organs so inside your person. Sometimes.
I mean, go really fast so that your organs get shifted around inside your body.
Yeah. Yeah. To that point, like what a weird turn that must have been for the guy that was convinced that people were going to die. They finished he's like, you're all still alive. I need to rethink everything. I might even travel by rail, you know? Like, if we were alive then, we would not be doing this podcast, so it's kind of a dumb question. But what kinds of topics do you suspect we would have in the early days of railroads? I mean, it'd probably be things like
Indians, good or bad.
I don't think we've done a good or bad episode, have we?
I try to keep things light.
Yeah.
I'm not like death penalty pros and cons.
You try to keep things light, but we did have that conversation about what makes a salad. And that still keeps me up some nights, if I'm being honest with you.
Someone gave me a suggestion that was like, it could be a continuation of the salad discussion. I was like, I don't know if anybody.
Yeah, the salad discussion. Well, buckle up.
Sometimes are you just eating something and you're like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Is this a salad?
Oh my God, I had the image of that meme with the kid looking at the butterfly, but like holding a bowl of salad.
So all of you Binary Jazz fans out there, there's your mission, is to make us a meme with the kid with the butterfly and it's instead a bowl of salad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think way back when, if I was old-timey and trying to come up with a topic for a podcast, I'd probably be declared a witch and demolished.
Depends on how old-timey. It depends on how old-timey.
How far back we're going.
Yeah, we're not going to colonial.
Did that, okay. Here. Or the next sleep would be, I'd be the weird spinster that's like muttering to herself on the edge of town.
I mean, I would be a spinster too, so. Wouldn't be spinstress.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess it depends on what your pronouns are.
I know. I'm like, I don't want these gendered terms in my old-timey.
I would probably be involved with some kind of weird internal, steam engine part production, you know?
Yep.
The efficiency of the something valve in a steam engine would be where I would spend all my time. Yeah.
I feel like you would look like kind of a steampunky cosplay.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Yep.
You'd have goggles and like,
Yeah. Instead of, I would have goggles with like leather framing and well beyond when they were like ironically cool, I would just wear them forever, you know? And my hair would be.
Why do you not? I mean, we should just get those goggles now. Why do you not wear them?
I don't go to the, I mean, because I got these 5 years ago and that seems sufficient, Chris. I'm not going to the optometrist. Jeez. Also, I can't tell which of you is which right now, so. I do need to go get the eye check done, but I don't know. You go to the optometrist or whoever, whatever they're called, and they're like, is this better or worse? Like, well, it's better, but I don't want to wear binoculars. So like, it's fine. Like how much do I really reasonably need to be able to read at a distance? You know, right now I'm not driving, so not much.
The last time I had one of those tests, was when I learned that I had keratoconus, which I've talked about previously. And so like they would do that. Is this better or worse? And I'd be like, well, like in one eye it's better now, but like it's also not. And like, I mean, we would go through the whole thing, good, bad, whatever. And they're like, okay, now do this. And he puts the two things together. I'm like, no, this is awful. So we'd go through the whole thing again, like, is this better or worse? Blah, 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 blah. And like, yeah, okay. And then they put the things together and then, no, I can't see anything.
Yeah.
You're I guess this is not working for me.
And that's when he was like, let me look at a thing. And then he's like, you should have this, go to this other guy who can do like a topography thing. And then I did. And it turned out that like my eyeballs look like mountain ranges and,
And you have X-ray vision.
And I have X-ray vision. No, I mean I learned through talking to, you know, the doctor that was gonna like that fitted me for like contact lenses and stuff. Like some people just adapt, and I think that I've just adapted. Like your brain compensates, and like so the fact that I can see anything and read normally on a screen or on a piece of paper is just kind of, you know, I mean, it's not like my eyes, it's not like I don't need prescription, like regular glasses anyway. I just like the prescription is so minor that, and then like, I just, my brain just offsets everything, I guess. And I don't have headaches really. So whatever.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cause if that were the case.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the thing, Gary, is that you should like, it's not about whether you can see, it's like eye strain. Because if you're straining, then like your posture will change and your eyes are straining to read the regular stuff. And like, sure, you can probably do it, but wouldn't you rather just like sit back at a normal distance and be like,
oh, so like what you're doing right now is not good.
Whatever you say there, Chris.
But I say this to somebody with like very bad vision. So.
Well, and here's the other thing. Like I went and I did the whole eye exam and bought like the cheapest pair I could get there and took my prescription and hopped online to Zenni Optical and bought like four pairs of glasses from China for $50. Let me say this about the Chinese shipped glasses. Like, they are not as good a quality as what you get at your local eye doctor, not surprisingly. So like once I wear like a pair for a while, I have another pair that I kind of like that are metal frames. Not sure where they are, obviously. But like there's a difference in the pupillary focal point. So when I put them on, like for the first like hour, I'm like, whoa, I am drunk. So that's why I get like in a pair and I stay in them for years because I hate that. I feel like for weeks after that, I put in that new pair and.
We've reached the time of the call where we find out what the topic means, what alluromancy actually is.
Alluromancy is?
It is, you're right about the magic. It's the use, not shockingly, it's the use of flour for divination.
Flour. Like
wheat flour, like baking flour.
Oh, not like daisies or tulips, but.
No.
Well, that's what I heard first, but it was singular, which made me wonder, because I would assume that if you're going to use flowers for divination or magic, then it would be described as using flowers, plural, not flower.
Or a flower. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So, like, poured it out in heaps, and then, like, interpretation, or oftentimes it's the patterns of flour left in a bowl after you bake, or it can also be, like, a fortune cookie. So, like, some sort of message or something written in little baked goods. Oftentimes like cakes or cookies, or like sometimes when they like, you have like a lucky something and whoever gets that piece is like, it means something. Or...
I'm having a cookie after lunch. Thank you.
Aaron's baking today. Hopefully they're going to make cookies.
You
could
say like, hey,
you can practice some alluromancy.
Yeah. And there's something else I think that was interesting about it. Oh, I don't know. They also were like, it might explain the origins of Ash Wednesday pancakes, but it's like.
I listened to a Stuff You Should Know podcast about, what's the big parade thing they do in New Orleans? Oh my gosh.
Mardi Gras?
Yes.
Oh, parade.
Well, there's a lot of parades that go along with Mardi Gras. And they
parades of drunk people going from bar to bar.
No, there's actual like troops of people that are like the mask thing is that you were anonymously members of troops and they all have themes and have floats. There's actually a law in New Orleans that a float can only be used twice. It's in certain size parade. It's really fascinating. It's a good episode of Stuff You Should Know. That's a good podcast if you don't really want a podcast.
You're not just being condescending.
No, it's
stuff you should know.
No, that's in this podcast. It's great. It's like, and you don't have to listen to it in any kind of order. Like you can just pop in and be like, oh, this episode from 4 years ago looks like an interesting topic and walk away going, oh, I learned something.
I don't think people have to listen to Binary Jazz in any sort of order either. Although I think it makes us more endearing if people do.
I mean, there's probably some like internal like callbacks to stuff that I miss because I don't listen to it in any kind of order, but they're pretty good about keeping that out. Like there's certainly not the common thread of like the Dyson sphere or anything like that, you know, although maybe from this episode, we'll see an uptick in the salad episode.
I'm sure.
I will certainly go listen
to it. I'm sure that people will listen to this and then immediately go listen to the salad episode.
I will. Oh no, I won't. I have a meeting in 8 minutes, but I will listen to the salad episode at some point today. Unless I forget, in which case, you know, probably never listen to it again. It's a whole nother proposition here, people.
We just finished Tiger King last night. And contrary to your description of stuff you should know, I learned nothing other than humanity is horrible and people are really dumb.
I'm still on the fence about digging into Tiger King.
Oh, you should watch it. Everyone should watch it.
How many episodes is it?
It's 7.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of...
Each one is roughly like an hour, yeah.
We're in the middle of Parks and Rec right now.
You need a chaser. You need a chaser after Tiger King. So you could still be watching Parks and Rec, but like watch Tiger King go, holy fucking shit! And then you can watch Parks and Rec and like it can be a good come down.
Yeah,
we've been watching
out loud. It's time for me to go to bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been watching a Chinese romantic comedy soap opera thing as our chaser.
I want some
a new one. A new one.
I actually want a fortune cookie. I want cheap Chinese takeout.
What's it called? Thanks. Accidentally in Love is the new one we're watching.
Someone else mentioned that to me.
It's better than a lot of them. I mean, they all have basically the same plot. So it's like the things that that appeal about one thing versus another thing are like really minor. In this case, it's a lot funnier intentionally, and the main female lead is like doesn't take shit from people, so that makes it a lot more endearing than a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because a lot of them are like, oh, I can't do that. Okay. I'm not allowed. Okay, I'll just be over here and be sad.
You can't uphold doing that voice for...
I can.
For the remaining time in this episode?
I can do it for 40 minutes. Just watch me.
People will be like, who's that?
Who's that? I don't know.
The guest host.
Where did Chris go? Who's this person?
It's funny. It's like it's just a really funny form of like not ventriloquism.
I would be the worst ventriloquist. You would just always see my lips moving. I would like put the puppet in front of my mouth and like, oh.
There's an episode on ventriloquism, stuff you should know. And there's some creepy parts in it.
That's great.
That's less great.
Thank you for telling me, Binary Gary.
I don't understand. I can't even right now.
That's my mood as well.
Unable
to reconcile.
Yeah.
So yesterday was April Fool's Day. Anyone
fool?
I boycotted and I... Like Aaron got some email that was actually an April Fool's joke, and she's like, "Oh my God, is this like liquor stores are closing?" Oh no, never mind.
the people that go through alcohol withdrawal really end up in issues when like liquor stores.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.